Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How We Love, Expanded Edition Discover Your Love Style. Enhance Your Marriage by Milan Yurkovich and Kay Yurkovich is a relationship and marriage book grounded in attachment theory and Christian counseling perspectives. It argues that the way adults love, argue, withdraw, demand, or pursue closeness is often shaped by early childhood experiences with caregivers, rather than treating marital conflict as a matter of isolated disagreements. The book presents recurring conflict as part of a deeper relational pattern formed long before the couple met. The expanded edition broadens this framework with updated material and additional core pattern diagrams, helping readers identify how two attachment-based love styles interact in everyday marriage. The book is designed for couples, engaged partners, and individuals who want to understand their relational habits more clearly. Its purpose is practical to help readers recognize unhealthy cycles, interpret them more accurately, and move toward a more secure, connected way of relating. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment theory as the book's central explanation for marital patterns. The book's main analytical move is to connect present-day marriage difficulties to attachment experiences formed in childhood. Instead of viewing communication problems or emotional distance as random personality clashes, the Yurkovich argue that people enter marriage with a relational blueprint already in place. That blueprint affects what they expect from intimacy, how they interpret conflict, and how they respond to stress. This makes the book different from advice manuals that focus only on surface behaviors such as better listening or nicer language. Its underlying assumption is that behavior in marriage is often a symptom of earlier bonding wounds or unmet emotional needs. By using attachment theory, the authors give readers a framework for understanding why certain reactions feel automatic and hard to change. The practical benefit is that couples can begin to see repeated arguments as patterned responses rather than isolated failures. That shift matters because it changes the goal from winning arguments to recognizing the deeper emotional structure beneath them. Secondly, the five love styles that shape conflict, distance, and pursuit. A defining feature of the book is its five love style model: avoider, pleaser, vacillator, controller, and victim. These are not presented as fixed identities, but as common ways people adapt to attachment stress. Each style describes a recurring relational strategy. Avoiders minimize conflict and emotional exposure. Pleasers fear disapproval and often suppress their own needs. Vacillators pursue ideal connection but become disappointed when reality falls short. Controllers manage anxiety through control and dominance. And victims tend to feel powerless or trapped in relational chaos. The value of this typology is that it makes abstract emotional dynamics easier to recognize in real relationships. Readers can compare their own habits with their partners and see why certain pairings create predictable tension. The model also discourages moralizing because the styles are framed as adaptations to earlier experiences rather than simply bad character. At the same time, the book does not let readers stop at labels. The point is to see how these styles operate in daily communication, expectations, and conflict cycles so they can be understood and changed. Thirdly, core patterns explain why couples repeat the same arguments. The expanded edition emphasizes core patterns, meaning the recurring dance created when two partners' love styles interact. This is one of the book's most useful concepts because it shifts attention away from blaming one person and toward analyzing the system between them. A core pattern is not just that one spouse is withdrawn and the other is demanding, it is the predictable sequence that follows when those tendencies meet under stress. The same issue may appear as a fight about chores, money, sex, parenting, or time. But the book argues that the visible topic often hides a deeper pattern of emotional pursuit, self-protection, or control. By mapping these cycles, readers can identify what each partner is trying to protect, avoid, or obtain. That insight is important because couples often think they are fighting about the immediate problem when they are actually replaying an older attachment script. The book's expanded diagrams and pattern language make this dynamic easier to name. But once the cycle is visible, it becomes possible to interrupt it, which is more realistic than expecting conflict to disappear on its own. Fourthly, the secure connector as the book's model of healthier relating. The book does not stop at diagnosing insecure patterns. It offers the secure connector as its target for growth. This style represents emotional availability, healthy boundaries, realistic expectations, and the ability to handle conflict without either collapsing or dominating. In the author's framework, becoming more secure does not mean becoming emotionally detached or perfectly self-sufficient. It means developing enough stability to stay connected under pressure. The secure connector can express needs directly, tolerate disagreement, and remain engaged without resorting to avoidance, approval-seeking, chaos, or control. This makes the model aspirational but still concrete, because it describes observable relational behaviors rather than vague ideals. The book also presents this as a developmental process, not a personality category people simply have or lack. That is important for readers who may feel stuck in old habits, since it suggests that attachment patterns can be healed through awareness and practice. In the expanded Christian framing, the secure connector is also linked to Christ-like relational strength, which gives faith-based readers a moral and spiritual dimension to the model. Lastly, practical use for couples, counseling, and faith-based relationship work. How We Love is designed to be more than a theory book. It is frequently used in workshops, counseling settings, and church-based marriage ministry because it translates attachment concepts into accessible language for couples. The practical emphasis is on recognizing triggers, naming the love style dynamic, and learning to respond more thoughtfully in real conversations. This gives the book a strong application value for engaged couples, married readers, and counselors who want a structured way to discuss recurring conflict. Its Christian orientation also shapes how the material is received, especially because it connects relational health with spiritual growth and models of Christ-like love. For faith communities, that integration makes the book feel culturally coherent rather than clinically detached. At the same time, the book's usefulness extends beyond specifically religious audiences because attachment theory gives it a broadly understandable psychological basis. What makes it distinctive in the marriage help category is that it combines diagnostic clarity with a simple relational vocabulary, making it easier for couples to talk about what is happening beneath the argument instead of only defending their position. In conclusion, this book is best suited for married couples, engaged partners, counselors, pastors, and individual readers who want to understand why relationships can feel stuck in repetitive cycles. It is especially useful for people who notice the same arguments returning in different forms, or who sense that their reactions in love are larger than the immediate situation. The main benefit of the book is that it gives readers a structured way to connect present conflict with earlier attachment experiences, which can reduce blame and increase insight. It also offers a practical vocabulary for naming common relational patterns, making difficult conversations more concrete and less chaotic. Compared with many marriage books, How We Love stands out because it does not rely mainly on generic communication advice. Instead, it frames marital problems through attachment style, core patterns, and the movement towards secure connection. That combination gives the book both psychological clarity and pastoral accessibility. For readers who want a marriage resource that is diagnostic, reflective, and oriented toward long-term relational change, it offers a distinctive and memorable framework. If you would like to support Milan Jurkovic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!